Well, this morning, the story I have for you is just how God has blessed me, especially in this past week. So something that has been a source of considerable consternation to me the last couple of years has to do with financial aid in school. Because I'm in that awkward bracket where I'm still a dependent student for one more year, but the way it's been is my dad makes a little too much for me to qualify for much aid, but too little to actually help me with school. So I'm in this kind of awkward in-between space. But, you know, I believe that God brought me here to Texas from Oregon for a reason, and he's provided the way ever since I arrived. Well, I was looking at the residency requirements for Texas, and it looked like, since I'm a dependent, I should be able to base my residency on my dad's residency, and he moved here a year ago, this past May. So Monday of this week, I went into the admissions office, filled out some paperwork, and after 5 minutes of visiting with the admissions lady, she's like, "Congratulations, you are now a Texas resident." So praise the Lord, this cut my tuition bill in half for the summer. So that was a huge blessing. But it gets even better, because Wednesday, I started reading a book called Foolish Prayers, Fabulous Answers by Glenn and Ethel Kuhn. If that name sounds familiar, they wrote another book called The ABCs of Prayer back in the 1970s. And after reading halfway through this book during my devotions Wednesday morning, I thought, you know, God, you've answered a lot of incredible prayers for a lot of people, and you've told us to ask big things of you. So, Father, I'm going to go to the financial aid office today. And, God, I'm asking that when I come out of there today, my tuition bill will be completely paid for the summer. So I went in to financial aid, and I said, hey, I'm here to see if I've exhausted all my financial aid resources for the summer. My parents and I were looking at the Parent Plus loan, and we decided it looked more like highway robbery than financial aid, so decided not to go that route. So they said, okay, we'll see what we can do. Spent about 20 minutes in there. And at the end of the 20 minutes, a lady looks up at me and says, well, you're completely clear for the summer. You don't owe anything else out of pocket. Because you qualified as a resident, it opened up two new grants for you that weren't open a week ago. So I'm praising the Lord for that, but it gets even better because at the beginning of this past semester, my computer screen went kaput. So I've been borrowing a computer, and I've known I needed to get a new computer all semester, but haven't been able to do anything about it because I don't have the money for the computer I need. Well, it turns out this past semester, I was reimbursed $700 for excess financial aid, which came out to the exact amount that I needed for the computer, that I needed for the rest of my time here in school. In Philippians 4:19, we're promised, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You know, it feels like the amount of money and the amount I was asking for God was a lot. But when you put it in perspective, we have a God, the God of the universe. He has infinite resources. He is God. My little tuition bill, as big as it looks to me, is nothing to God, and all the money in the universe is his. So I'm here to testify today, my family, that God is good, he does answer prayer, and he has supplied all my needs and way more, especially since I took the step of coming here to Texas.